So taking your time here to settle yourself in your chosen posture. Checking the head, neck, spine aligned, the arms relaxed, the legs relaxed. If you haven't already done so, close the eyes. And consciously release all effort. And you can help to do this by taking a full breath in and exhaling, even with a bit of a sigh or a lengthened, more relaxed, letting go breath out. So the exhalation helps to signal to the brain that sense of ease, of relaxation, of letting go. And it's a great way to transition from whatever you've been doing into this practice by taking a few breaths, centering, settling, and literally arriving in your body in this space. Of course, if you need to make any movements throughout the practice, just do so with awareness. So rather than switching into autopilot. And if you could make any adjustments to bring more ease, more comfort, do so, and then bring the body to a point of stillness. Allow any thoughts, any internal activity to be natural, and shift into the attitude of the witness. So like you were observing, become aware of the sounds around you and see if you can notice any activity, movement, vibration, sound without labeling, judging, without getting entangled. Just watching. Watching with a detached attitude. Watch the breath now. Everything else fading into the background, center on the breath. Recall your Sankalpa. And repeat it at least 3 times with intention and clarity. Of course, if you do not have a Sankalpa, simply being open, receptive to the heart's desire. Allowing the Sankalpa to sink into the consciousness, remaining awake and aware. Taking the awareness to the physical body. Visualize and feel into the body part named. Awareness moving, body still. Beginning a journey around the body, starting on the right hand thumb. Right hand thumb, visualize, feel, move to the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. The palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, right hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole right side of the body, the whole right side of the body relaxed, energized. Move the attention to the left hand thumb. Feel the left hand thumb, energy, left hand thumb. Shift the awareness to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole left side of the body, whole left side of the body relaxed, energized. Move the awareness now to the back of the body. Feel the heels, calves, backs of the thighs, the buttocks, lower back, middle back, upper back, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, teeth, tongue, jaw, chin, front of the neck, throat pit, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pelvic area, tops of the thighs, knees, shins, tops of the feet. Become aware of both feet, both legs, both hands, both arms, torso, neck and head, the whole body. The whole body resting on your support, relaxed, energized, whole body awareness. Connect now to the breath within the body. Observe the natural flow of breath as it arises spontaneously. Start to draw the awareness of the breath into the spine. And following the passage of the breath as it moves along the length of the spine, breath ascends on inhalation, descends on exhalation. Introduce the mantra Om. Mentally repeat Om as the breath ascends up the spine, Om as it descends. adding another layer to the practice. Count backwards from 27. Breathing in, Om 27, out, Om 27. In this way, counting the breath backwards from 27 to 0. Stay with the practice, the breath, the mantra, the awareness traveling as one, intricately linked, no separation. If you lose count, begin again at 27. The mantra Om moving along the length of the spine with the breath, the awareness, the count. Release the repetition of the mantra Om and let the breath fall into the background. Evoke now the sensation of heaviness throughout the body. Feel into the feet. Feet heavy. So heavy, sinking into your support. Use the power of the mind to evoke this heaviness. Spread the weight up the legs, the calves heavy, the backs of the thighs, the buttocks, the whole lower part of the body heavy. Intensify the feeling of heaviness, the torso becoming heavy. Feel the hands sinking down with the arms, the shoulders heavy. Using willpower, feel the back of the neck, back of the head heavy, whole body heavy. Experience gravity pulling the body downward, deepening the sensation of heaviness in the body just like a stone statue, pulling downward, so heavy. Release this sensation now and experience the body at its natural weight. Reversing the sensation to create and awaken the feeling of lightness, as though there were a cushion of air underneath the head. Feel the head light, expansive. Let this cushion of air lift the shoulders, the contact of the elbows. Feel a lightness coming between the hands and the support beneath you. The head, the arms becoming lighter and lighter. Experience a sense of lightness between the buttocks and the floor. A light touch between the calves, the cushion of air between the heels. Using this experience of lightness of the body. Lightness, spacious, weightlessness. Letting go now of this experience. Coming back to the natural weight of the body. Experience the balanced weight of the body resting evenly on the support, relaxed, at ease. and take the attention to the space behind the closed eyes. And here, picture yourself walking down a busy city street. It's full of shops and businesses, and you can see crowds of people hurrying from one place to another. Cars and buses lining the roads as they crawl through the city bumper to bumper. And just up ahead, next to the sidewalk, you notice a narrow doorway between two buildings. It's a small opening that looks like a cozy retreat from the hustle and bustle of the world around you. You walk towards the doorway, slipping easily through the crowds. You arrive at the doorway and you step inside the narrow entrance, feeling completely safe, at ease, as though this were inviting you in. The entrance dimly lit. It's warm, inviting, and it shelters you from the outside world. You take a few steps deeper inside the entrance and arrive at the top of a flight of 10 stairs. You slowly make your way down the steps, and as you do, the sound of the city begins to fade. Moving slowly with each step you take, you feel yourself moving away from the noise of the world and down into a place of deep quiet. As you gradually descend the 10 steps, you sink deeper and deeper into a state of peaceful relaxation. You've reached the bottom of the staircase, feeling calm and relaxed. You can barely hear the sound of the street above you now. It seems so far away. Before you is a tall wooden door, a door with no handle or lever with which to open. You study the door more closely and you notice that the word release has been carved into its surface. Contemplate this word. Feel the essence of it. Slowly you begin to feel a sensation of opening, of letting go, of releasing, and the door unlocks. Its old hinges creak as it slowly opens to reveal a small round room. This room is a library. It is filled with bookshelves and it has a tall dome ceiling. You step inside the room and slowly the door closes behind you. This room, a private place. Secluded, inviting. It has no windows and it feels very, very quiet. You feel content and secure in this place, as though it were familiar to you. In the center of the room sits a small wooden desk. And on the desk lies a large, old, dust-covered book. You pick up the book and feel the weight of it in your hands. You feel a sense of wonder as you behold this grand old book. It has rested in this place for a long time, waiting for you. You open the cover and you notice that all the pages are blank. This is a book of freedom. It has the power to free you from anything in life that might be bothering you or weighing you down. It is time for you to write in the book. And take a moment to think about anything that is troubling you in your life. Bring to mind any situation that seems to be blocking you. Any forthcoming event that frightens you, any person that you're in conflict with, or any negative feelings that you're holding on to. Write about anything at all that you feel is holding you back or that burdens you. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Simply feel or imagine your thoughts and feelings being imprinted into the book. Taking your time, allow any images to form in your mind, feelings to flow. Let them flow out onto the pages of the book. And sense that the pages are filling up with any worldly concerns, as though this book is absorbing them all. As the pages fill with words and pictures, you begin to feel lighter and more positive. You have been heard. You have been understood. You feel reassured, relieved. And when you are ready to go, close the book, knowing that whatever you have entered can now release, letting go of whatever you wrote, whatever you felt. The book and all its pages now dissolve. You turn to face the door and gracefully open it. Liberated and recharged, you step out of the room, close the door behind you, and walk up the steps. With each step, you feel a sense of invigoration, strength, joy, freedom. Leaving all of your concerns far behind you, you walk out into the world again. Seeing the busy street, unaffected by the hustle and bustle, feel yourself to be serene and at peace amidst the chaos. In the expansive sky of the mind, mentally write your Sankalpa, as if you're writing in white of the brilliant blue sky. Recall the Sankalpa made previously and write it in the sky of the mind. Mentally writing your Sankalpa 3 times. Allowing this to be embedded in the subconscious. If you're choosing to remain in your meditation practice, continue as you are and allow my words to wash over you, unaffecting you. If you're externalizing with me, Begin by noticing again the sounds around you. Using these sounds to awaken the body, awaken the mind, to bring you back into this space as you are lying in this room. Begin to deepen the breath. Awaken yourself up to the time. Know that you've been practicing Yoga Nidra, and if you're externalizing with me, the practice is now complete. Deepen the breath a little more to feel the movement and spread that movement, fingers, toes, move the hands, the feet, and take whatever stretches your body calls for. Waking yourself up, moving in whatever way feels good for you. When you're ready, make your way up to a comfortable seated position, taking your time. And to close the practice, we'll chant the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Allowing that vibration to settle, to soothe. When you're ready, bring your hands together, rub your palms vigorously, creating warmth, energy. And take your hands to your closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face, release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste.